Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Oh my God.
Like we know all the words.
Oh my gosh. You were memorizing them this weekend. All right, welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. Silly little show.
I'm the Cannabis Kid.
I'm Belle Starr. That's to see the sister. Yep, there's the look right there. Oh my. It is December 7th. I bet you. Weekday Wednesday, we are here to talk about cannabis, marijuana, weed, reefer,
grass,
pot, dope, I like
ganja,
I take marijuana, dope
it up,
cultivation. All right, so we've got some wild, wacky news in the weed world, we're going to share that with you. We're going to read some stories out of High Times. We're all sniffing organic European tea right now. It's quite yummy. So, welcome to Weekday Wednesday. That's what we're doing. What are you guys doing? And we just partake. We just took some cannabis. We had we had cheese. Yes, the audience likes cheese. Everyone look up in your chair. You get keys. Oh, and it's all starting all over again. All right. Well, welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. December 7th, 2016. We're almost done with this year. I can't even believe it.
I know, we talk about it every show and how closer we're getting to the new year.
Oh, it's coming.
What have you done this year that, you know, made you start thinking about 2017, and what kind of changes do you want to see in your own life as well as just in...
I need to work out.
You need to work out.
I need to pump it up. I'm not waiting until January 1st, but I'm just saying that's what I'd like to do. It's one of those things. Working out is the saying is it's harder. Getting in shape is harder than staying in shape. Mm-hmm. So it is. It's that first
initial.
You know,
because once you get in it, you're kind of.
Caught me running down the road a little bit today, and I was a little winded. My dog beat me. Of course, dogs are going to usually be genuine, but you know, I was like, oh, I feel that.
Is that what my lungs feel like?
Is that? Oh, are those lungs? Hi, guys.
Yeah.
So we were my lungs and I were getting to know each other this morning. They're like, sister, wake us up. All right, look out. You asked for it. I got my tinny runners on.
There you go.
And you can, this kid?
One thing.
Ooh, and
for
drink
me,
more water.
Yes. Oh, drink more water.
Grab my coffee.
One thing about 2017 I'm looking forward to is more health conscious, you know.
More.
All of it. Everything. Body, soul.
Spiritual.
Feel good. Yeah.
You need a spiritual night every month.
Digging. Going deep. Deep inside and seeing
breathing.
What you really need.
Oh,
yeah, breathing.
Yes, you know, psychic Celia Brown teaches you how to breathe to the count of eight. You breathe in, hold it for eight, and breathe out for eight. And Dr. Andrew Weil talks about this too. A lot of people, a lot of spiritual people talk about the art of breathing, and we don't do it right, and we don't do it enough. as human beings.
It actually will cure a lot of things.
It really does. If you take 2 minutes to deep breathe a day, you can cure a lot of illness in your body. We should start. We should do this as an experiment. We won't do it on air, guys. Sorry, we're not going to sit here for 2 minutes and breathe with you. Although we could.
We could.
We could have a free, breathing moment.
Exactly.
See who shows up to breathe with us.
I like
that would be cute. But yeah.
Well, they do say you breathe about 85% of the toxins out of your body, and that's really one of the reasons because of how our body and our system works. If it's used right and we, you know, take the time to do the things with all the organs that we have and use them properly.
Yeah. And what's the first thing someone says to you when you don't feel well or you're upset or you have a headache? Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked in an elementary school, they used to say, wow it. Water, oxygen, wait. So you drink a little water, take a deep breath, and wait a minute and you get rid of your headache. That's oftentimes. Yeah. Just put what's naturally back in your system. There are some cases that just won't work. But, you know, that's what bongs are for. Okay, not for the six-year-old.
Yeah.
Mom, lock it up. All right, but we've
speaking
got
speaking of water.
Speaking of water, grab my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We got a show. All right, we have so much news. How are we going to get through it all? We've got stories and the New Year's coming. And we usually play, and we will, what day does Christmas and New Year's fall? Where are we on those? Because we usually, depending on what days those fall on, our shows are either recorded from our seriously awesome holiday show that came on the other day randomly on my iTunes. I laughed so hard. It just came up.
It's a surprise. It's from the universe.
It was. It's like, hey! You just laugh when you hear it. So, oh, okay. No, we're good. We don't have to postpone anything. We can still do shows. So we got some fun holiday shows for you, and hopefully some guests. Maybe Dr. Nelson will come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dr. Oh, Nelson.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo,
Dr.
Regina
Nelson.
I like Dr. Regina.
Yes. She is doing some amazing work in the cannabis world. Look her up.
Yeah.
Get
Dr. Regina Nelson. Get anything she has out there. Get in her classes. We need to have a Tucson tumbleweed class and just get learned.
Yeah.
And she's got the science. This is what
this
for
is the
2017,
science that
here's my personal cannabis goal, my weed goal. I want more science listed on our tumbleweed website. So when people say, you know, there's no science, I want some availability out there to be able to direct them to say, I don't care where it's from, if it's Israel or, you know, Dr. Regina Nelson has links. Or we need the kind of science information that everybody's asking for, because that's people's backup. They go, oh, there's no science.
Actually, if people went to PubMed, they would actually see.
PubMed?
Yeah, PubMed. Yeah. PubMed.
P-U-B.
Yeah.
M-E-D.
Yes.
P-U-B-M-E-D dot.
PubMed.com.
I
say it really fast. And it sounds like I say something else.
Is it .com? .org? .net? We'll post it. We'll find it. PubMed.
Lots of information on the endocannabinoid system.
Yeah.
Cannabinoids.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't pretend that it doesn't help us. Stop pretending.
Well, but that's the thing. People want the proof. They want the science behind it. PubMed.gov.
Let's even better for you folks out
there.
.gov.
Does it make you feel better? Here we go. We'll put a little link on our blog. Hi to our bloggers out there. We haven't even sent any like smoke signals. There. There's a smoke signal. And here's a link to PubMed. People ask us all the time, what's a terpene? What's a cannabinoid? What is tetrahydrocannabinol? What is CBN? What do they do? Why don't we have them all in all the plants? Why is this higher than that? You know, these are questions that the average person wants to know. And if you go there, they have a cannabinoid profile of the day. And today's is CBD, cannabidiol. So should we play that?
Yeah, I was just going to listen. See, I think it's something that we would enjoy. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Oh, 6 minutes. I don't know, folks. You got a few minutes out there to listen about CBDs? Because this is a big topic out there. This is, you know, we get questions from all over the country. We get questions from all over the world. Hi, Netherlands. miss you. And, you know, people write to us and say, you know, we got something that somebody sent us and they said it was CBD. How do we know if it is? Well, You can actually send it to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, and we can send it off to a testing company. Or you can send it off to a testing company. It's up to you. But it's, you know, they're important questions. What is it? How does it affect me? People come in that are on medications already for blood pressure and blood thinners, and cannabis has been known to thin blood, right? And also increase or decrease your heart rate. So you have to be aware of your own body before using this medicine, either in any form, as hemp or as cannabis. Last week we talked about the difference between marijuana CBD and hemp CBD products. Do we want to play this?
Yeah. I was going to let you finish up.
Let's plug it in. Let's plug it in. Let's see if we can just put it right there.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Check this out. Technology. We're going to just share it. You go for it. It's going to be interesting to hear what they have to say
and
about
we've
it.
Played, we have
several different
played videos from these people before. It's Embrace the Greener Life. CBD explains how to cure the THC green out.
And then we'll get to some crazy news stories, like in Grand Rapids, Michigan, every single dispensary was just raided. What? All right. Here we go. Let's see. And
do you know your medicine? Weedmaps and SC Laboratories bring you an educational series on the science of clean and safe cannabis. Today's cannabinoid profile is on cannabidiol.
Cannabidiol, or CBD for short, is the second most prominent compound found in the cannabis plant.
A lot of the medical benefits of cannabis that are attributed to other cannabinoids are actually due to the CBD content of the cannabis.
It has very strong anti-inflammatory properties. And not only does it help suppress inflammation, but there was a study that showed that it also helps the body to not make the chemical that causes inflammation. So it actually has somewhat of a preventive role. Cannabidiol has also been found to have anticonvulsant properties in that it can reduce the seizure threshold for a number of patients. I've had my own patients who have said that once they started using CBD-rich strains, they have found that they have had less episodes of their seizures.
CBD is synthesized in the plant through the same pathways as THC, CBC. It starts out as geraniol pyrophosphate and allantoic acid. Those two compounds join together through an enzyme-catalyzed reaction. Cannagibberellic acid, CBGA, is the starting material for CBDA, THCA, and CBCA. So CBDA synthase, if it's found in large enough amounts, will take this cannagibberellic acid and make it into cannabidiol carboxylic acid, which is CBDA. CBDA is CBD with a carboxylic acid attached to it. Now, with heat or through time, this carboxylic acid will naturally release from the compound as it's very unstable and become CBD. This process right here, where we lose this carboxylic.
A number of studies were done where they actually gave patients an overdose of THC to see what would happen when they then added CBD. And CBD completely turned around the negative effect of an overdose of THC without changing the levels of THC in the blood. So that means that CBD exerts its own medicinal, just doesn't reverse THC, it actually has its own medicinal properties. CBD has been found to cause cancer cells to what we call commit suicide while preserving the normal cells. And what appears to happen is it appears to bind to the receptors on the cancer cells, which then induce the cancer cell to kill itself. Cannabidiol has also been found to be what we call biphasic in terms of sleep. So at low doses, it's what we call alerting. It kind of keeps you awake. At higher doses, it can be very sedating and cause you to sleep. But what's nice about that is you can control whether or not you are alert or you're feeling tired.
When I started testing cannabis about 2 or 3 years ago, we saw virtually no high CBD plants. Almost every plant we tested was high in THC, anywhere from 10% to 20% THC, with some outliers on either end. Some plants would have maybe 1% CBD at the max, 1.5% CBD at the max. Now that we've been testing for a while, we see anywhere from 8% to 15% CBD and maybe 5 or 6% THC in these strains. Some strains, we get a 50-50 ratio. It can happen in all different ratios, but what it is it's a recessive gene in plants. So we have breeders have to actively go and try and breed this back into these plants and find these high THC plants that might have that high CBD gene locked away and breed them together and see what they find. And really the only way you can know if it's high CBDA is to test it. With testing and growers or breeders having access to that knowledge base, we see them coming back and reversing some of the trends of the last 30, 40, 50 years and breeding the CBD back into the plants.
Now, there have been a number of studies that have looked at cannabidiol, CBD, exerting a protective property to damaged neurons. And it appears that in the studies, CBD protects the nerves by inhibiting the process by which nerves are damaged. CBD has also been shown to protect against brain injury when patients or lab animals have had a brain injury. CBD appears to protect the brain from damage that occurred to the nerve cells. The studies have shown that it can actually fight MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, a notorious bug that is resistant to a number of antibiotics. A topical application of cannabis was able to fight the infection, and the MRSA was eradicated from that infection site.
SC Labs tests for CBD with a high-performance liquid chromatograph, also known as an HPLC. There's two different ways you can test for cannabinoids. It's either with an HPLC or with a GC. If you hear of someone testing with other methods, it's probably not a scientifically validated method. But with the problem with the GC is that the GC uses heat to test for these cannabinoids. And as I said earlier, all the acidic cannabinoids are very sensitive to heat. So the GC can give you no information about the acidic cannabinoids. It can only tell you about the non-acidic cannabinoids. The heat is decomposing these compounds. It's definitely decarboxylating all of them. And you're trying to measure it as these compounds are in a state of flux. And that's just, it's kind of fuzzy. So we use the HPLC because it keeps the cannabinoids in their natural state. They're in their liquid state. There's no alteration. There's no heat or anything like that happening. And so we get a much more accurate and a much more realistic picture of what's actually in the sample that we're testing.
One of the important things for people to understand about cannabidiol is it is not psychoactive. That means it does not change your mood, your mentation, the way that THC has psychoactive properties and can actually cause what we call the high. CBD does not do that. For patients who are not interested in the THC effect, but are interested in the CBD effect, this is a terrific choice for them to have.
Very nice. Very, very nice. That was great. Wow, I could play that again and again and again and learn some information. Thank you for that, Cannabis
Kid. This is from SC Laboratories, and they do a lot of videos. Check out YouTube for more of their stuff. It says, Know Your Medicine. So.
Did you put that on our blog?
Yeah, it's going out there now.
Awesome. That was great. I learned some things I didn't know, especially about MRSA. Oh, my gosh. Hospitals beware. Cannabis is coming to get MRSA. That would be fantastic because that's everywhere. That's in every hospital in probably all over the world, huh? Do you think other countries have the problem with MRSA? Yeah, it's just a bug, bad bug that gets... Yeah. Well, look out, MRSA cannabis. Wow, that was interesting. The anti-convulsive properties, you know, that's why kids are reaching out, mm-hmm. or kids' parents are reaching out to find the levels of CBD that they need to appropriately adjust seizures for kids, because we're hearing about hundreds of seizures going down to just few seizures, which is just remarkable.
One thing that I liked what it said was the nerve repair. And that's one thing that we notice a lot. Fibromyalgia is the
nerve
overaction of the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can go with anything. An injury can cause a nerve damage.
Mm-hmm.
An infection can cause nerve damage. There's a lot of things that can cause nerve damage. And, you know, maybe sometimes don't even know that there was nerve damage done. You know, maybe it's not in an active area, but things happen. So knowing that this is what this medicine is able to do is
mm-hmm.
pretty incredible.
This is incredible. These are the kinds of answers to the questions that people are asking, like, what is this? What does it do? One of the things that people like to say that sounds cool, it is cool because it is a good thing, but cannabis has been known to stop cancer. But it causes a process called apoptosis, which is where the cancer cell starts to turn around and eat itself, and it naturally just kills itself that way. Weird. Boy, can we see that under a microscope somehow?
Yeah,
is that possible?
Sure.
We should YouTube that. Apoptosis is a cancer cell. Well, that's just a weird thought. We'll look at that later. But we did talk about something that, speaking of weird, where is my article about every dispensary in Grand Rapids?
There.
Right there. Every dispensary in Grand Rapids, Michigan, got raided in town. This is crazy. With little warning, 7 medical cannabis dispensaries in and around Grand Rapids, Michigan, were raided by law enforcement teams last week. The Kent County Sheriff's Department, which covers the Grand Rapids region, released a list of the locations that were raided and shut down. Michigan Relief Hub, the third day, three unnamed dispensaries, Red Jasper, and Green State Caregiving. Law enforcement officials seized cash, cannabis products that were in the shop at the time of the raids, resulting in a significant financial loss for the dispensaries. The Kent County Area Narcotics Enforcement Team claimed that the raided dispensaries were conducting illegal sales. We have found evidence that these dispensaries continue to operate illegally, even in violation of the newly passed Michigan House Bills, MMFLA, read the statement from the police. Michigan passed its medical marijuana laws in 2008, but the law remained murky without clear definition as to whether dispensaries were legal. The law also left the legality of other cannabis products like edibles and concentrates uncertain. In September, Governor Rick Snyder signed several laws known collectively as the MMFLA to create a framework for legal medical cannabis dispensaries. The state will now require an operating license to grow, process, sell, transport, and test cannabis. The new laws also legalize the use of infused cannabis products such as edibles and topicals, and imposes a 3% tax on the gross retail income of the cannabis business. These bills were designed specifically to protect medical cannabis companies and dispensaries, which have been operating in a legal gray area. However, those new laws won't go into effect until late December. It remains unclear whether the illegality of the raided dispensary resides in the fact that they're operating a few weeks prior to the new law kicking in. Although there were initial reports that Drug Enforcement Administration officials were involved in the raid, Sergeant Johnson denied those reports. He told Weekly that the entire operation was conducted by local authorities with the Kent Area Narcotics Enforcement Team and has nothing to do with the DEA. Wow.
Well,
that's sad then. That's really sad. That's even more sad than the DEA coming in. That's worse than the DEA coming in. We would expect that from the DEA, but not your local authorities. That's really awful. Shame on you guys.
Well, it did happen here.
Oh, it's happened. It happens everywhere all the time.
And I think maybe
they did start operating a couple weeks early. Well, okay, maybe they shouldn't have. Shame on you then.
You penalize because I remember.
But you have to shut them down and raid them and freak everyone out and steal their products and take all their money and what? You go
definitely
talk to them.
The
look,
actions
guys.
Hey, that were taken.
Hey, look, guys. You guys are starting a couple weeks early. Let's calm down. We got a couple weeks before it starts. Let's just wait. And everyone says, all right, we'll wait. And those that don't wait get in trouble. The ones that wait are the ones that open up. Come on, let's have discussions before we throw raids down on the entire town.
I mean, that's pretty intense.
That's wicked intense. I can't even imagine the energy that those guys mustered up prior to that raid. Could you imagine how fired up they all got? 7 different dispensaries raided at once? That's crazy. Who paid for that? They did. Not the raiders. The raided paid for that.
Yep,
your taxpayers' dollars went to that one, guys. That is not okay. That's lame.
Not okay.
So we just partaked in a strain.
Woo.
That sativa, so my face is shutting down. But it smells grape and tastes like grape.
It was more like purple. You said
purple.
Grape is distinctive.
Yeah, it smells like grape, but
it's there's purple. It could be passion fruit purple. It could be whatever purple is to you. It's like that.
It's a good deep. You know what? It's like a
berry
plum purple for me. It's a plum purple.
Really is.
What color is your purple?
What is your purple taste like?
The grape ape. We know his purple. Oh my God! What color is your purple?
What color is your purple?
Mine's plum purple. Plum purple. Anyway, that's crazy. Guess what else is crazy? Florida bong ban passes.
I saw that.
Hello. What's with the bong ban?
Well, I guess if they didn't read their regulations right on.
But it doesn't really ban bongs all that much. Florida is on the verge of sort of banning bongs. Some types of bongs. Well, utensils of death, according to a lawmaker, after a House-approved drug paraphernalia ban passed in the Senate on Friday. I love it. Should we put a new sign at Tumbleweeds Health Center over our accessories, utensils of death? Just easy. Come on. Laugh a little. They already think that until they walk in and they go, as they hear the angels sing. The cannabis angels, the sirens. The cannabis sirens are floating around the room singing. Oh, gosh. Anyway, Florida. The bill originally listed drug paraphernalia as, okay, you ready for this? Quite a list. See if we can blow this up a bit. There we go. For those over 40. The bill originally listed paraphernalia as metal, wooden, acrylic, glass, stone, plastic, or ceramic smoking pipe with or without screens, permanent screens, or punctured metal bowls, water pipes, carburation of tubes and devices, chamber pipes, carburetor pipes, electric pipes, air-driven pipes, chillums, bongs, and ice pipes or chillers. this is a comprehensive list of mellows that will be harsh, joked Stephen Colbert. But before passing the bill was watered down to make it unlawful for a person to knowingly and willingly sell or offer for sale at retail any drug paraphernalia other than a pipe that is primarily made of briar, meerschaum, clay, or corn cob. So if you need to go to the Lord of the Rings, if you need to go to...
Do you hear this? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, okay, so...
I want everyone to hear this loud and clear.
The bill was watered down to make it unlawful for a person to knowingly and willfully sell or offer for sale at any drug paraphernalia other than a pipe that is primarily made of... I wish I had a good English accent. Briar, meerschaum, clay, or corn cob. We sell corn cobs. Corn cob pipes. That's legal, guys. Come on down. Tumbleweed Health Center. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We don't have a suite anymore. We're just sweet. So check it out. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And if you go to the certification section, a lot of people ask this, because they come in with a stack of records and they blurt this out. I have, and we go, no, hang on. I'm the DL. What's going on? Here's the conditions that you can be qualified for, and some of them can be added in. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, the agitation of Alzheimer's, so whatever's going on there, and then a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment. I like this part. So if you're getting treated for chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, which you can add in there, migraines, fibromyalgia, DDD, all sorts of things fall under this category. Severe nausea, seizures, including those of characteristic of epilepsy, persistent muscle spasms, including characteristics of MS, multiple sclerosis. So with that, If you
suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, right out there. Parking's pretty great. And it's going to be even greater after this weekend. We're going to get our whole pavement redone and repainted and repaved and fantastic. So come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We got everything working out. We're working on our ADA restroom now, so don't worry. We've got a ramp. We're working on all that good stuff for you. It's a beautiful new center. It's a huge place. We have a wonderful new accessory room. We've got everything down there you can think of.
Utensils of death.
Utensils of death. I love it. We have to have a tiny little sign somewhere that says that.
Corn pots sold here.
Corn cob pipes sold here. Did you know that Arizona medical marijuana sales are going to reach $367 million in 2016? Woo!
What do you do with all that money?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out. Medical marijuana sales in Arizona are expected, oh my Lord, computer, to reach $367 million in 2016 and are projected to soar to $681 million by 2020, with a compound annual growth rate of 17%, predicts ArcView Market Research, a marijuana industry research group. The group forecasted that if Prop 205 passed, sales would have surpassed $1 billion by 2020. Almost any business owner or investor would be thrilled to be in a market with a 17% compound annual growth rate. No kidding. Until you consider that there were a few thousand votes away from having a growth rate double that if Prop 205 had passed, said Troy Dayton, CEO of the ArcView Group. If Prop 205 had passed, the combined projected medical and adult use markets for 2020 would have totaled $1.2 billion. Operators in Arizona would have seen a significant opportunity for growth, but now they must begin planning for a period of steep price declines. License holder intense competition in the market, said Giada DeCarcer, founder of CEO of Frontier Data. Well, good for Arizona for making all that money, and 205 didn't pass for very good reasons, and they're still going to make a crap ton load of money. So it's a good thing. They're all making money. You know what else is a good thing?
Puff, 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 puff,
$20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walked into my house like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. Welcome back to Weekday Wednesday. We just started to stuff our faces. We always do that.
No, I'm still going to do it.
We get into the song, we start chatting, we start solving the world's problems, and then we realize the song's over. And we hope you're still here with us. Thanks for being here. Weed Day Wednesday, all about weed, that's us. So, guess what the DEA is saying now? So, this is from High Time Magazine. You can come down to Tumbleweed Health Center and pick these up. We have a beautiful new display with all the past issues for sale. So come check it out. This past August, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration rejected a pair of administrative rescheduling petitions that challenged the classification of cannabis as a Schedule I controlled substance with no accepted medical utility. That's what it says about cannabis. So, even though over half the states in the United States right now have some sort of medical cannabis program, the government is still saying there's no medical use. And even though the government has its own patent on the cannabinoids in cannabis because it's medically useful, the government's still saying it's not useful or medical. Oh, and the government grows it, but oh, and gives it to its own medical patients, but it has no medical value. So, to those familiar with the DEA's history, the decision was hardly a surprise. Over the last several decades, the agency has rejected four previous rescheduling petitions, including 1972 petition filed by Normal, and in 1990 it went so far as to set aside a determination by its own administrative law judge in order to maintain cannabis's criminal status. According to DEA Chief Chuck Rosenberg, the agency's latest refusal was based on its considered opinion that marijuana has not yet been established as a safe and effective medicine. But even a cursory review of the available evidence shows how dishonest this claim is. There currently exists over 24,000 peer-reviewed papers specific to cannabis. To put this figure in a perspective, a PubMed database search used the keyword Adderall yields fewer than 200 scientific papers total. Further, unlike virtually all pharmaceutical drugs, humans have been using cannabis for therapeutic purposes for thousands of years, thus providing society with ample empirical evidence to add to its relative safety and efficacy. 26 states now authorize plants' medicinal use by statute, and 1 in 8 Americans identify themselves as current consumers. Oh, let's clap for that and throw out a baby toy.
Yay, baby toys in class.
And what about the babies? A lot of them are those. A just-published study of more than 174 million U.S. adults finds that marijuana users are no more likely than non-users to require healthcare services, including outpatient care or hospitalization. A recent review of FDA-approved clinical studies evaluating the safety and efficacy of herbal cannabis concluded, quote, based on evidence currently available, the Schedule I classification is not tenable. It is not accurate to say that cannabis has no medical value or that information on safety is lacking, quote. Unfortunately, this profusion of evidence means little to the DEA. The agency is the hub of pot prohibition in America, and its decision was based on politics, not science. Indeed, scientific evidence has never guided U.S. marijuana policy. If it did, our nation would already have a very different set of laws in place. Since the DEA is unwilling to act responsibly, it is incumbent upon Congress to move swiftly and amend cannabis criminal status in a way that comports with both public and scientific opinion. Ideally, this would mean removing it entirely from the Controlled Substances Act rather than merely rescheduling it. Very good idea. Reclassifying cannabis as Schedule 2 or even a Schedule 3 continues to misrepresent the plant's safety relative to substances like, methamphetamine, Schedule 2 anabolic steroids, and Schedule 3 alcohol and unscheduled and it fails to provide states with the ability to legalize and regulate cannabis free from federal interference. The DEA's latest decision continues the federal government's flat-earth stance when it comes to marijuana. Even worse, it willfully ignores the well-established therapeutic properties and enormous medical potential of the plant, and it attempts to hinder marijuana's emerging legal status as a result of informed public opinion. It is long since time to end the DEA's strange hold over U.S. marijuana policy, something that only the complete removal of cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act will accomplish. Yeah, it really does need to just really be removed altogether because it is safe, and tens of thousands of years has proven,
It's one of the big things that everyone's kind of whispering about is Obama going to deschedule as he walks out the door, or is he going to do some of these special things that, a president gets to do as they get to walk out? And is that going to be one of them? I don't know. He says control it like cigarettes and alcohol, and when we know that there's way more to this plant than just
regulating it like something isn't regulated well anyway.
Right.
Alcohol and cigarettes aren't, people die from that stuff all the time.
Right.
Massive amounts. Like, you're going to restrict something, go for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you make money on gum.
I totally forgot about that part.
When you make
there
money.
Is that part.
When you make money on death.
Well, and the process of death.
Right. And everything that becomes
the lengthy process.
Before death.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol.
All the pharmaceuticals
medicine,
they need.
Trips to the ER.
Mm-hmm. It keeps this world going.
A lot
going.
Of people are in business.
We're in debt to death.
Imagine if we were in my ideal world, in my little head, in my utopia here, if we were just all happy and healthy and run around and sharing my purple grapes.
You just saying that, Belle, reminds me of
it.
What
Why not
our
live
our
in
book,
utopia? Hmm?
Our book.
Which one of them?
The one. I totally forget about it. The hemp.
Empathy?
Empathy.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
what it was, in a perfect, which is one
yeah.
world and the other world.
Yeah, why
well, did different perspectives on this
yeah.
plant. I think we need to bring that back. Did he have anything new out?
I don't think he does.
No.
I don't think he does.
Bring
but
empathy back into this world.
There's no harm in bringing empathy back. Should
we
do it next year? Should
we
start the next
we'll
year?
We'll start it back.
With some empathy.
I like it.
And we can
New Year's resolutions
for
Weed
Day
Wednesday.
We're bringing back empathy, folks.
Yep, you heard it here first.
Darn right you did. High five for that was a good one, Canvas kid. Too funny. But we crack ourselves up. Hope you're laughing. Oh my God.
If you're not, you better start.
If you're not, we just took a laugh back on.
That's all right. It doesn't bother us for one bit. We'll be back here next Wednesday doing the same thing.
Every Wednesday. Sorry, folks. So greenhouse lighting, I've heard a lot of people talk about, part of the problem with growing indoors is all the electricity waste, So why aren't we like tapping into that giant thing in the sky called the sun and making our grow room solar?
Well, here's what I hear from a lot of people is the bugs and your elements are your babies are, in all forms. In all of the elements, straight on.
Yeah.
But, I have grown outside before, and my plants got pretty big, and they started to bud. And I moved him inside. The only reason I did, because I was scared. But for a while there, if you plant with the stuff that's like things that keep away things, like other plants that attract those bugs and keep them away from your plants, it really does help. So if you have even a greenhouse or an enclosed area, I don't know. But you're right, Mel. I think trying it outside would be something that it has to be the safe thing. Your plants, you know, there again, could get taken. People see them. They're exposed to
all
forms of...
you're supposed to not...
Right.
They're not supposed to be visible.
Right. By binoculars, by...
Yeah.
It's got to be like a greenhouse kind of thing.
Why does that do that? I hate that. There's a... an Arizona attorney hopeful that Trump administration will legalize MMJ. Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery touched on an array of recent issues at his regular Wednesday news conference, including controversial court rulings, telephone scams, and upcoming initiatives to look for on his office. While he is not involved in any conversations or participating in any transition activities, Montgomery said he has certain expectations of the upcoming Trump administration on marijuana law. It's the job of the executive branch that laws are being executed, he said. Today, we have a number of states through their own process of declaring something medical that create a patchwork system of regulations and programs around the country that are in direct conflict with federal law, quote. Montgomery said he hopes that Trump's administration will work with the U.S. Department of Justice and Congress to bring state programs into alignment and put medical marijuana under the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval process. That would be interesting. Trump did say that. He did say he was going to legalize in all the states. That was one of his claims. I remember that. We should probably find that and hold to it. Start writing letters now. I know. Deep breath. Everyone's like, oh, my God. I know. Let's eat some.
And I do
what
this because I'm just sitting back and watching this whole thing unravel and see what's going on. Because, I mean, it.
We don't know.
It's interesting. I haven't seen
anything. He may have said that he's going to legalize, but everyone he has hired in his whole little party
does not like cannabis. They're wanting to electrical shock therapy for people who like marijuana, I heard. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Don't be spreading that out there. That was a joke.
That was a joke.
Oh, my.
But you are a bad person. No good people. Good people don't smoke pot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, that.
Great people do.
Awesome people do.
That's that.
Well,
you're great people.
You're right.
We're going to probably live the longest. This plant is known to be an antibacterial, antifungal, a bone growth stimulator. What else did you learn?
Well, opens up
Dr. Regina's class.
Opens your mind, I think, to
being
healthy.
It's an enhancement, says Dr. Grinspoon.
I think it gets you onto an area where you're like, okay, I'm thinking, it helps you kind of think futuristic in a way of going, what do I want my life to look like in this long? You're able to go.
Some of it can.
Yeah,
some
you're
of it
able
can.
To go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I think with me, that's what it's kind of done. It's helped me as a pain reliever.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
huge
sure.
pain reliever for me.
Huge pain reliever.
Stress.
Totally. Sometimes
de-stressor.
You just need a smile.
I don't drink, so... I mean, I have a beer
now
here and
cash.
There. But mostly I partake a little bit in cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my all-in-one.
That's your plug.
My multivitamin.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a nice giant article in High Times about just that, about vitamin THC.
Oh, love it.
I know. I was going to read this. It's huge. We can
speak
start.
And it shall be done.
Ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm. There it
the
is.
Power of the secret. I'm not saying.
Well,
vitamin THC. Is marijuana a superfood?
Yes.
Should cannabinoids be considered essential nutrients?
Yes.
And if so, why do so many edibles come in the form of sugar-laden sweets?
Because they want to kill you. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
And what are those accessories really called?
Utensils of death.
Come come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826.
For you, tinsel's a dad.
Broadway Boulevard, for you, tinsel's a dad. And your sugar lady sweets. No, we actually have some sugar free hemp oil.
Of course we do.
Of course we do.
Right next to utensils of death.
They're actually across from the utensils of death. All right. In 1753, God, I gotta work on my accents. I need to go to accent school. A Scottish surgeon. No, it's not even gonna work. Sorry. Named James Lynn. What kind of Scottish name is that? That's no fun. Proved that scurvy could be effectively cured with citrus juice. By drinking plenty of lemonade over the course of a 2-week-long treatment, Lynn's patients would fully recover from fatigue, sores, and bleeding typically inflicted by this malady, which was formerly thought to be stemmed from poor digestion and unclean water, when the real culprit was a simple deficiency of vitamin C. Until this discovery, the debilitating and often fatal disease limited the ability of seafaring vessels to travel long distances. But after Lynn's discovery, sailors learned to prevent scurvy by packing barrels of lemon juice and fresh limes for their voyages. I wonder
there
if
you
they
go.
Had tequila, too.
Bite right into that onion.
It's an awful lot. All right. Today, the disease is so rare as to be almost unheard of, but British sailors retained the nickname Lineys, which date back to their adoption of the practice. Meanwhile, the term superfood, often derided as a marketing term with no legal or scientific basis, can be applied, according to the Macmillan Dictionary, to any food that's considered to be very good for your health, and that may even help some medical conditions. Thus, because vitamin C is found in large quantities in citrus fruits, oranges, lemons, and limes, can all be considered superfoods. You are what you eat, after all, and foods like blueberries, kale, sweet potatoes provide essential macro and micronutrients and that the human body requires for health. Superfoods confer increased vitality and allow humans to thrive along with treating or preventing disease. For example, broccoli has widely touted anti-cancer properties. Salmon provides omega fatty 3 acids that protect your heart, and blueberries are packed with antioxidants and phytoflavonoids. And they prevent inflammation and can help prevent heart disease and cancer. So that's why it's good to just have a little bowl of different kinds of fruits and berries. And
noids are good for you.
Yeah, noids is a good one. Now imagine, all around the world, millions of people are suffering from a modern-day version of scurvy. That is an easily treatable condition caused by a lack of essential nutrients. Only in this case, the missing dietary element is... Where is it? Where's the drum roll? Oh, I don't even know what it is. Oh, there it is. All right, ready? We all know what's coming. What's missing? Cannabis! Or more specifically, cannabinoids, a set of incredibly potent medical compounds primarily found in the marijuana plant. All humans have what's called an endocannabinoid system, composed of receptors that these cannabinoids fit into like a key fits into a lock, and this system regulates many other vital systems in the body. Ooh, guys, we're really regulated.
Yeah.
We got all those keys turning in on our little lock here. So it helps regulate the respiratory, circulatory, and neurological systems, which means that if the endocannabinoid system malfunctions and cannabinoids are not brought into the body from external sources, smoking, vaping, or eating, to return it to its balance, the negative effects can be severe, even life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ethan Russo first articulated this idea of clinical endocannabinoid deficiency, CECD, in a 2004 scientific paper describing a condition that contributes to high levels of cancer and degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, inflammatory bowel disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and rheumatoid arthritis. With the research to back it up, Russo basically proposed that a lack of cannabis could be the underlying cause of these and many other potentially deadly conditions. Now imagine that the preventative cure for all this painful, heartbreaking disease could lie in the cannabis plant being widely used as a dietary supplement, much as lemons and limes ended scurvy over 200 years ago.
Hmm.
After all, if CECD is caused when the body doesn't produce enough endogenous cannabinoids on its own, and this deficiency can be corrected by adding cannabis from herbal sources, then such a simple dietary supplement could save countless lives and relieve immeasurable suffering. And so, much like James Lynn and his studies into the effects of vitamin C on scurvy, Dr. Russo is currently pioneering research into one of the least understood but probably most important superfoods on the planet. One significant difference in their research, however, oranges and limes aren't a Schedule I controlled substance that can get you thrown in prison for years. Not yet, anyway. That legal status has been a serious impediment to proper research on cannabis's nutritional and medicinal value, but it hasn't stopped other physicians from picking up on Russo's lead. An outspoken advocate for juicing raw cannabis leaves as a dietary supplement, Dr. William Courtney popularized the practice among growers in Northern California. Currently in the midst of setting up a juicing retreat center in the Caribbean, Courtney writes that, quote, akin to essential fatty acids and essential amino acids, there needs to be minimum daily requirements established to guide worldwide adoption of raw cannabis as the single most important dietary element. That speaks volumes. That speaks volumes. That means everybody should have raw cannabis daily.
Yeah.
In whatever, juice it, eat it, I don't care, get it in there. Yeah, you got to get back on that. While juicing raw cannabis doesn't have any psychoactive effects, which a lot of people really like, a lot of people come in and say, don't want the psychoactive effects, it does allow for much of the plant's medicinal benefits to be absorbed into the body. However, for many patients, obtaining an adequate amount of fresh cannabis leaves for juicing can be difficult. So Dr. Courtney and a growing chorus of activists continue to agitate for the right use cannabis in any amount necessary, much as with any other vegetable, because along with its botanical cousin hemp, cannabis is a superfood in its own right, conferring tremendous health benefits, anti-inflammatory action, and the power to prevent and treat disease, along with many relaxing and rejuvenating qualities. In this sense, we can consider cannabis as another tool in our arsenal. Along with blue-green algae, maca, yacon, ginseng, cacao, maca, and other health-positive superfoods to help us reach our full, vibrant, active potential. Uh-oh, I see it at Whole Foods soon. Fortunately, though all too many cannabis-infused edible manufacturers continue to flood the market with sugary sweets, an increasing number of progressive companies recognize the plant's unique medical benefits, and they've devoted themselves to creating infused foods that combine cannabis with other superfood ingredients for maximum healing and supreme vitality. Heather Hoffman, co-founder and chief medical officer at Pure Vita Health, is a radiant young woman who studied holistic nutrition at the Canadian Institute of Natural Nutrition. Upon meeting her, it's hard to imagine that she struggled mightily with epilepsy through her youth, but the condition is currently non-existent. Since I tried cannabis, I haven't had a seizure, Heather tells me. It's been 5 years and I consider myself cured. Pure Vita creates power bars and granolas that pair ganja with other healthful ingredients, including papaya extract, oats, and almonds, a blend that Hoffman believes helps the body better utilize cannabis. Available in more than 100 California dispensaries, Pure Vita products use coconut oil, which acts as a platform for cannabis to help the body absorb it. So people report getting higher quicker and feeling more of an impact. Hoffman says that while it can be tough to get healthy options on the shelves of dispensaries, if we want cannabis to be what it truly is, a healing medicine, then we have a responsibility to actually do that. Greater education is necessary to help patients understand that nutritious cannabis infused do exist. It's best to not give cancer patients a chocolate bar. True. Hoffman explains corn syrup and sugars aren't medicine. When using cannabis as medicine, especially for patients fighting cancer, it's important to remember that sugar feeds cancerous growth. Eschewing refined sweeteners and processed ingredients and opting instead to combine cannabis with other nutrient-dense whole foods, additional herbs and supplements, Pure Vita creates edibles designed to promote specific herbs like energy boost and super sleep. It's a viewpoint shared by Ezra Malmuth, the founder of the Saba Snacks Collective and a graduate of the Culinary Nutrition Program at Johnson & Wales University. While assisting a friend's father who was suffering from stage 4 cancer, Malmuth found that a lot of the cannabis edibles his friend's father was eating were not health-conscious. They had a lot of sugar and a lot of calories, and they didn't taste great. Determined to find a better way, he began combining superfood ingredients into clusters, bite-sized morsels of dried fruits, nuts, spices, and herbs. It was like oatmeal cookie Meet the Granola Bar, Mama said, and it was delicious while providing the medicine that is much needed. We're gonna go over just a little bit. We're almost done here. Saba Snacks, now called Atlas Edibles, went on to capture a second-place award for their Caramel Cashew Apricot Cluster at the 2016 NorCal Cannabis Cup, a win that Malmuth attributes to people who understand the value of wholesome food being attracted to this product. When selecting ingredients to pair with the 25 milligram dose of THC per cluster, he chose to create an inherent offering to the body, mixing oats and nuts to provide protein and dried fruit to provide carbohydrates, resulting in a combination of macronutrients that supports the metabolic process. Favored as an athletic recovery snack, these clusters help long-distance runners eliminate the inflammatory response to exercise, Mama says, while optimizing performance. Joseph Wink, founder of Jumbo Superfoods, has always treated cannabis as an essential vitamin, mixing into new versions of traditional healing foods like the company's best-selling Daily Ritual, a unique blend of THC combined with medium-chain triglyceride oil, and ghee from grass-fed cows. The resulting super butter can be enjoyed with morning coffee on the Bulletproof Coffee Style or simply spread onto bread or used in cooking. Wink champions the use of MCT oil, a type of coconut oil that is liquid at room temperature, explaining that this form of fat is especially bioavailable. Your body is able to easily process these fats, so you get a really good uptake, which means that you get a better THC effect. We use actual food the body knows how to metabolize, Wink explains, not high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavoring, or whey protein isolates. Humans perform better when we have an abundance of cannabinoids, much as we perform better when we have vitamin C, antioxidants, essential amino acids available in our diet. So remember, when we fight to free the cannabis plant, we're fighting to free our health and our lives.
Sure.
Oh, amen.
Amen
to that. And with that, we'll let you light, okay? So I'll get back to your work desk here. We know you had the earphones in and we're pretending and you're doing a good job. And thank you for that. You guys are great. Thanks for listening in. We're round out to the end of the year. Get all your resolutions ready that you're not going to... I'm just kidding. You'll do them. Because we will start reading
Hempathy
next year for sure. I got to find it. It's in the studio. Fix it in the mix, folks. We'll fix it in the mix. All right. You guys be safe out there. You know you're out driving around crazy for Christmas presents and things like that. It's the holidays. So just be safe out there.
Yeah.
And maybe bring a little lemon drop, a little hemp. You can't get all high and crazy, but you can get relaxed. So come down to Tumbleweed's Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Get some hemp treats so you can be calm with your family and your relatives out there.
Yep.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We love you guys. Happy holidays.
See you next week.